With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican presidential candidate Tim Scott has dropped out of the 2024 race.
Scott abruptly made the announcement Sunday night in a development that surprised his donors and stunned his campaign staff, who found out during Scott's Sunday night appearance on the Fox News channel. The South Carolina senator entered the race in May with high hopes, but he and the rest of the GOP field have struggled in a race that has been dominated by former President Donald Trump, despite Trump's four criminal indictments and a slew of other legal challenges. I'm Donna Porter.
The annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference in the U.S. this week, for the first time since 2011, leaders from the 21-member APEC group, including China's Xi Jinping, will be gathering in San Francisco to talk about how to better spur trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. President Biden and Xi will be meeting on Wednesday. Also at SRNnews.com, it'll be here sooner than you think. The AAA predicts millions of us will travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. Rita Foley has more.
More of us will travel this year than last, says the AAA. 55 million travelers plus will head 50 miles or more from home for the holiday. Most of us will go by car, and here is some good news. If you're driving, you may pay less for gas than last Thanksgiving. It was $3.58 a gallon then. Today it's 22 cents cheaper, and prices have been falling. The busiest day on the roads will likely be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, says INRIX, the data provider. It recommends leaving in the morning or after 6 in the evening to avoid the traffic crush. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 83 points, but the NASDAQ is down 3 points. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life and pro-abortion advocates are both predicting that the issue will be a key one in next year's elections. Marjorie Dannenfelser of SBA Pro-Life America says Democrats are going to make abortion front and center throughout 2024. The GOP consultant class needs to wake up. Pro-abortion groups say they will be spending big money on the 2024 campaigns. This is SRN News. The investigation continues into a deadly barn fire in upstate New York.
Authorities say the blaze that killed more than two dozen racehorses at a track was deliberately set. State police say the horses died early Thursday when the barn at the Tioga Downs Casino Resort Complex was set on fire. A 32-year-old Athens, Pennsylvania man has been charged with arson and burglary. Authorities say one person who entered the barn in an attempt to save horses suffered second-degree burns. Jason Walker reporting.
Texas A&M fired coach Jimbo Fisher on Sunday, a move that will cost the school $75 million. Fisher was lured away from Florida State, where he had won a national championship in 2013, but a massive 10-year fully guaranteed contract at the end of the 27 season. Under Fisher, the Aggies never won more than 9 games in any season. More details at SRNnews.com.